Today, Shir's Masechta Nazir on Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin with the Mishnah towards the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. Begins the Mishnah. Misha Nadar ben Nazir, if a person made a neder concerning Naziris, we're going to get into the inyan of a Naziris Betos, and that is why the first Mishnah of our Perek was brought here concerning the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Hegdish Betos, because Naziris is a form of Hegdish, and therefore that Machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is relevant to our Mishnah here. But first, the Gemara brings a case of a person who made a Naziris, V'nishal L'Chacham V'Asrei, and then he made a Shilas Chacham, and the Chacham prohibited him and said that the Naziris is in effect. As we found from the Rush on Amud Aleph, that according to Beis Shammai, the Pshat here in Nishal L'Chacham is not a Shilas Chacham to be matur his Naziris, because the sheet of Beis Shammai, which we saw earlier in the Masechta, is that for Naziris there is no Shila, and therefore Beis Shammai will have to learn that the case over here is Nishal L'Chacham, whether his Lashon of Naziris to begin with was an effective Lashon so that the Naziris should be Chal. And the case is that he was under the impression that before he went to the Chacham, that it is not an effective Naziris. And as a result, he drank wine, for example. The Meiri goes so far to say that even if he bemazed it, even if he thought it was a Lashon of Naziris, and he bemazed it, drank. And then he went to the Chacham, and the Chacham told him that your Lashon Naziris was an effective Lashon of Naziris, and all these days you were supposed to be careful with the halachas of Naziris. And instead you drank wine, and you were over on your Naziris. The halacha is, Mayne Misha Shenadar, that, for, let's give an example, he had accepted upon himself Stam Naziris, which is for Shloshim Yom, and 7 of those 30 days he had drunk wine. So the Mishnah seems to be saying that he is allowed to count the 7 days where he drank wine, either b'shogeg, not thinking that it was an effective Lashon of Naziris, or even as the Miri said, b'mezid, and he's allowed to count those 7 days where he was over on the prohibition of drinking wine as a Nazir, he's allowed to count them as part of the 30 days. This is the simple pshat in the Mishnah. However, the Gemara will give 2 pshatim and will change the pshat here in the Mishnah, that this is not really the correct pshat. We will wait till we get to the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah, we've already had this case brought down on Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. Nishal L'Chacham V'Tiroi, if he had the same question, as we explained before, his question was whether to begin with this was an effective Lashon of Naziris or not. And this time, the Chacham was Matur him. And he told him, you were never a Nazir. From day one, you were never a Nazir. Meanwhile, Hoysalai Behemim Fureshis, he had separated an animal to be used at the conclusion of his Yimei Naziris. So it comes out now, based on the Psak of the Chacham, that he had never been a Nazir. It comes out that he was Magdish, this animal, for a Naziris that never took place. So L'Choyritz, a Hegdish Betos. And the Halacha is, Teitzei, Vitira be'eder, that this animal goes out and it pastures with the rest of the flock. In other words, it's a behemoth of chulin and has no kedusha whatsoever attached to it. And this halacha, the Meforshim explained, was accepted by both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It was an accepted halacha. And therefore, based on this accepted halacha, that the animal has a din of chulin, Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So now Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, as a continuation of the Mishnah with which this parak began, in yesterday's Mishnah you said, Beis Shammai that Hegdish Betos is a Hegdish, I atem moidim bazeh shehu Hegdish Tos, shetetze v'tir be'eder, aren't you moded that this is a case of Hegdish Tos, this case of Naziris, where he thought he was a Nazir, and the Chacham told him, no, you were never a Nazir, and meanwhile he had been Magdish, an animal, for the conclusion of the Naziris, that the halach is, this animal joins the rest of the herd, and it is not Kodesh. So L'chayra Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, it's a proof to us in yesterday's Mishnah that we said that Hegdish Batos is not a Hegdish L'chayra. We see that from this halacha of Naziris. Omar Lahan Beis Shammai, so Beis Shammai answers to Beis Hillel, I'll bring you a proof that Hegdish Batos is Hegdish. And we'll soon see what that proof is. Toisus here in Divrei HaMaskil Nishal Chochm V'Tiroi, and the same in the second Toisus on the Yomid, Amru Lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, these Toisus raise an issue which we touched on in yesterday's shir from the Rosh. In yesterday's shir, we learned the Shita of Rapapa in the words of Beis Shammai, of Hegdish Betoz Have Hegdish. We had three cases in the Mishnah. The first case was Shor Shachar Shiyatzah Mibesi Rishon Harehu Hegdish V'Yatzah Lavan Beis Shammai Yomrim Hegdish Beis Hillel Yomrim Einoi Hegdish. And Rav Papa learned that it's not really a case of Hegdish Betos, it's really Hegdish with Kavana, because we interpret his words to mean the first black ox that comes out from my entire herd of black oxen, that is the one that I want to be Hegdish. So it is not really a case of Hegdish Betos. He has Kavana for the first black ox, and he doesn't mean the first one that's going to come out of the house, which came out to be the white one. The Gemara had asked the question in yesterday's shir that's not a Hegdish Betos, that's Hegdish Bekavana. And the Gemara answered, Mishum da'achil dibure, because since his words could have been interpreted, I want the first black ox which will come out of my house, and then it turned out it was a white one that came out, it would be a case of Hegdish Betos, where Beis Shammai would be moited to Beis Hillel that it wouldn't be good. So we interpret his words to mean the first black ox of the black oxen, of his herd of black oxen. So since his word is distorted, it's not clear, it has to be interpreted. So the Rosh said in yesterday's shir that it's ke Hegdish Betos. We borrow that wording from Hegdish Betos, but it's not a real case of Hegdish Betos. And the Rosh therefore pointed out in yesterday's Gemara that the question here that Beis Hillel asked to Beis Shammai from the case of Misha Nader Benazir V'nishal L'chochem V'hitiroi, that the halacha is that the animal is Teitzei V'tira Be'eder, and Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai that aren't you moited to this halacha because it's an accepted halacha. So we see from this case that Hegdish Betos is not Hegdish. So the Rosh already pointed out in yesterday's sugya that the kasha doesn't start, because the Pshat in Beis Shammai is not that Hegdish Betos is Hegdish. It's a case of Hegdish Bekavana. It's just a borrowed terminology. It's like Hegdish Betos because we have to interpret his words to mean the first black ox of his herd of black oxen, and not the first black ox that's going to come out from his house. So the kasha doesn't begin. Of course, Beis Shammai is moited in a real case of Hegdish Betos, that Loi Havi Hegdish. The Rosh says, and we quote, Heishivu Lahem Lefi Taimam, that Beis Shammai was merely answering Beis Hillel according to their understanding. You have a misunderstanding in what we meant with Hegdish Betos Havi Hegdish. You think we mean a real case of Hegdish Betos, and that's why you're asking us that we see from the case of Nisha L'chachem V'tiroi that the animal is Teitzei V'tira Be'eder, that Hegdish Betos will have Hegdish. According to your misunderstanding of what we said, we will now bring a proof that, in fact, from Meister Behemi, you see that Hegdish Betos is a Hegdish. Similarly, says the two Toisusin that we mentioned concerning Abaya. Abaya learned that the words of Beis Shammai were in fact a type of Hegdish Betos, because he thought the black one, and it's not Sheyetze that will come out Sheyetze mi Beis Rishon, but Sheyotza mi Beis Rishon. It's something that happened already. It's not something that he's going to project in the future happening. Because then we could say that he's a liar when he says, I don't care if it's the white one. Abaya holds, not like our Papa Abaya holds, that the one that becomes Hegdish is the white one. But it's a case where it went out already. And as the Rasha explains, that he thought that he recognized the hoofs of the black ox, and he made a mistake. It was really the white ox. But when he's told that it was really the white ox that came out first, he says, fine, I just wanted the first one. In fact, we learned in yesterday's sugya that a person is magdish buying raw, and a white one normally is worth less than a black one. So he's happy that it turned out to be the white one. He tangentially made a mistake, thinking that the one that he heard coming out was the black one. But he didn't really mean the black one. So that's the case where Beis Shammai says, Hegdish Betos is Hegdish, and the white one will come out, in this case, according to Abaya, to be the one that's Hegdish. So Tosfos says, that just like the Rush said in Rapapa's Pshat in Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai is answering according to the understanding of Beis Hillel in the words of Beis Shammai, and really Beis Hillel's understanding is wrong. Similarly, says the Tosfos, the two Tosfos in here, we can say the same thing according to Abaya, that there's a vast difference between the way Abaya understands the words of Beis Shammai and the case here of Nazir. By the case of Nazir, Tosfos says he's unable to be magdish these animals for a Nazir if the Chacham says that his Lashon was not a Lashon Naziris. And Tosfos compares it to Achatas. If a person is magdish Achatas for an Avera which he thinks he did and he's Chayav Achatas, it turns out he never did the Avera. To four lines from the end of the top Tosfos, Vahavi ka adam she'aim imachuyev ayasaver shemachuyev chatas va'amar behemizul chatas lo yamar kloma filu Beis Shammai. There's a vast difference between the case of Beis Shammai in the first Mishnah, the way Abai understands it, where there we interpret his words to mean that he really didn't mean the first black one. He meant the first one, which he thought was black, but he's very happy if it was white. And he really wasn't being magdish a black or a white. It's just whatever comes out first. And he's very happy it's the white one, because that's even worth less than the black one. And a person's buying raw, he dedicates to the base of Migdish in a stingy way. So there, in that type of Hegdish Betos, where the mistake is only a tangential mistake, but in the Iker Hegdish, he wants the first one to be Hegdish. That's where Beis Shammai says, Hegdish Betos Havi Hegdish. But you cannot compare that to the case of our second Mishnah, where there he has no ability to make a Karbonis for Naziris if he was never a Nazir, just like he has no ability to make Karbonis for Achatas if he never did an Aver for which he's Chayav Achatas. So the question really of Beis Hillel on Beis Shammai doesn't begin. Except Tosfos says the same thing as the Rosh said yesterday, according to our Papa's understanding of Beis Shammai, that according to Abaya will say the same thing, that Beis Shammai was answering Beis Hillel according to Beis Hillel's misunderstanding in the words of Beis Shammai, and on that, Beis Shammai is going to bring a proof from Maaser Behema that Hegdish Betos is considered Hegdish, although Beis Shammai really didn't have to answer the question in that way. They could just have said that there's no comparison between the first Mishnah, the case which Beis Shammai calls Hegdish Betos, and the case of Nazir. That is how the Rishonim learn the Gemara over here. Now let us see what Beis Shammai is going to say to Beis Hillel to prove that Hegdish Betos is a Hegdish. Amalem Beis Shammai, Iyatem Moidem, B'misha Tov, Ekor L'Chi Asiri, Ula Asiri Chi, Ula Achar Aser, Asiri Shehum Mekudesh. Beis Shammai is bringing a proof from the Halacha of Maaser Behema, which we find in the Gemara in Becharis Daf Nun Chesam Beis, the Seder of how Maaser Behema is not all cattle or sheep that is born to a person in the present year is gathered together in a pen with a narrow opening, and then the animals will go through it one at a time, and as they go out the owner counts them, and the tenth one he has a rod which is dipped into red dye, and he lightly taps the tenth sheep or the tenth cattle, and he puts a red mark on it, and that one has to be brought as a korban meiser behema in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Mishnah in Becharis Daf Samach Amud Aleph tells us that if the following scenario happened, where he made a mistake, he was counting 1, 2, 3, 4, and by the ninth one, instead of counting at 9, he counted 10. Then, when it came to the 10th one, he realized he had made a mistake with the 9th one. So he figures to himself, listen, if I counted the 9th one, 10, I'll count the 10th one, 9. When it came to the 11, so he made another mistake. He had just counted the 10, 9, so he counted the 11, 10. The halacha is, we learn out from a pasuk which says, v'chol maser boker v'tzoyin. What's the kol? Kol shehu asiri. Any type of way that you get to number 10, either it's the real 10th one, which you didn't even call 10, because you called it 9 in the scenario that we gave, or it's numbers 9 and 11, which you by accident called them number 10. In all of these cases, the animal is kaddish. Brings Beis Shammai, a riot to Beis Hillel. What are you asking me on our shita? That we said Hegdish Batos is Hegdish. So you brought a riot from the case here of Nazir, that Hegdish Batos is not a Hegdish. So really, we have a Pashit, either according to Rapapa or according to Abai, we have a distinction to make between the two cases. But even Lishitaschem, the way you're learning pshat in us, that we hold that a classical case of Hegdish Betos is Hegdish, and you're bringing a proof it's not Hegdish, I'll bring you a proof from Meister Shani. Here you have mistakes. The 9 and 11 is a mistake, and yet the 10th is also a mistake. He called the 9. All of them are mistakes, and they're all considered Kadosh. So what do we see? The Hegdish Betos is a Hegdish. Amar Lehem Beis Hillel, Loi. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, no, you cannot bring me a proof from Meister Behema. Why? Because Hashefet Kitshoi. Is it the stick that touches the animal that makes it holy? Uma ilu tovi nechas Hashefet al shmini val shnei moser, shema osa klum. Let's say he had by accident put the stick on the 8th one, and he had called that one number 10, or he had put the stick erroneously on the 12th one, and he had called that one number 10. Would they have become Kaddish? The din is no. It's only 9 and 11. Because Ein Meiser Hegdish Ela HaSamach Loi. The only Meiser Behema that we have is the one that's Samach to the real one. 9 or 11, we learn out from the pasuk of Kol Maaseh Boker of its own, that even the 10th that's called erroneously 9, or the 9th and 11, which are right next to number 10, if they were erroneously called 10, in all of these cases, they have a din that they are Meiser Behema. But if you would say that it's because of Hegdish Betos, then what's the difference 9 or 11, or 8 and 12? Continues the Gemara, Ella, Kosov the Pasuk, Shekidesh Wasiri, Hu Kidesh Hachi Vesachadasar. It's the Pasuk, the Xeris HaKosov, that makes the 10th one, the Meiser Behema. That's the same Pasuk from where I learn out that the Samachloi, the numbers 9 and 11, are also considered to be Meiser Behema. So you cannot learn out from there to Hegdish Betos, because this is a special Gzeres HaKosov, because if it was not a special Gzeres HaKosov, and it would be because of the Halach of Hegdish Betos, then that should apply to 8 and 12 also. If it doesn't apply, it's a proof it's a special Gzeres HaKosov, and therefore, it's no proof that Hegdish Betos is considered Hegdish. Tosfos at the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, which is a continuation from Lamed Aleph Amud Beis Divra Maschel Amru Beis Shammai LeBeis Hillel. Tais says at the end, Umiu Ein Zeh Tamo Iker Shel Beis Shammai Sharei Dechuyu Raizu. It comes out that Beis Hillel has a very good upshlug. They are saying to Beis Shammai, what you're saying is not correct, Ela Taima, the Beis Shammai can refresh the Gemara, the Eishlaim, the Alfin Mitzmura. The real answer of Beis Shammai is, as we explained before, whether it's according to our Papa that it's the first black animal of the herd, and we're explaining his words to mean the first black animal of the herd, or whether it's according to Abaya that it's the white one, and he's happy that the white one, which is the first one, he made a mistake tangentially, he thought it would be the black one. And in that case, Beis Shammai is Hegdish, Betos is Hegdish, and you cannot compare that to a case of Nazir, where he was Magdish an animal, and he's not even a Nazir, because his word, according to the Chacham, did not make him into a Nazir. So then, that's a total Hegdish Betos, there Beis Shammai would be Moedet to Beis Hillel, that it's not Hegdish. They were speaking about other cases where we would say that the mistake makes the animal Kaddish, but not in this case where the person is unable, just like he can't make a Chattis, a Korban into a Chattis, a Behemah into a Chattis if he didn't sin, he can't make a Behemah into a Korban for a Nazir if he in fact is not a Nazir. That's the real reason of Beis Shammai, but Beis Shammai was just trying to answer Beis Hillel according to your erroneous explanation of what you think we think, then we're going to give you an answer from Eisei Behemah, which Beis Hillel subsequently disproves. Begins the Gemara, Mani Masnisin, who is our Mishnah like? As the Rosh explains, there is a Knas from the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Exactly how long that Knas is, we will see in a moment, but there is a Knas from the Rabbanan. Midah Raisa, if the person accidentally, or according to the Meir, even by mistake, drank wine during the Naziris, the days that he drank wine still count towards his Naziris. But the Rabbanan gave him a Knas that he has to do it over. Ask the Gemara, our Mishnah, which says, L'chora, that Moina Mishah Shanadir, that you start back from day one, and you can count them. They're Ola, all those days where you didn't keep Nazirs properly are Ola to the minion. They count, and we don't say we're soicer them that they don't count, and let's say you drank wine for 7 days. You'd have to keep another 7 days at the end of the 30 to make up for what you missed. So our Mishnah says you don't have to make up. Mani Masnis and Loi Rabbi Yaisi, Loi Rabbanan. Our Mishnah's not going neither like Rabbi Yaisi nor like the Rabbanan. Why? The Sani we learned in a Braisa, in Masechta Nedarim, Mi She Nadar Va'avar Al Nazirusai, a person who made a neder and then went against his Naziris, ain this kok and loy, we don't reckon with him. As the Rosh explains here on the side, ain this kok and loy, lahater nizroy, he cannot go to a chacham to receive a hatorah for his Naziris, oy lahavi karbonaisiv, or to bring his karbonais, el imkain moine iser kiyamim shenoag bam heter. That's what the chacham hold. Let's go back to the Gemara, third line. Ein niskakonai ella imkain mol nebohen iser kiyam shnag bemeter. According to the Chachamim, you have to count over all the days that you missed. For example, let's say, because the Gemara is going to get into this Naziris Meruba, let's say he was Mekabel upon himself in Naziris for 100 days, and for 60 of those 100 days he drank wine. Before we deal with him to be matter him, or in order for him to bring his korbanos at the end of the 100 days, he has to do over all 60 days that he drank wine. They don't count at all. That's a sheet of the Chacham. Rabbi Yossi says, Dayer Shloshim Yom, it's enough, 30 days. All he has to do as a knas is 30 days. Now the Gemara asks, who's our Mishnah going like? E Rabbanon, Kashin Naziris, Merubah. Our Gemara is Girsis Mu'etis, but we're going to go like Toises on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and also like the Rush right here on the side, Hachi Garsinin, E Rabban and Kasha Nazir Meruba. And the explanation is, a Nazir Mu'etis is 30 days. Stam Naziris, Shloish Riyoyim. A Nazir Meruba depends on how long he accepted his Naziris. We will give a marshal of 100 days. And what the Gemara means to say, explains the Rosh and Tosfos, that if our Mishnah was going like the Rabbanan, not only doesn't it work out with Naziris Mu'etes, af ben Naziris Merubah, it doesn't even work out with Naziris Merubah. And we'll soon explain why. Let's just go to Rabbi Yossi. E Rabbi Yossi. If the Mishnah would be going like Rabbi Yossi, Kashin Nazirus, again, according to the Russian Tosis, we are going to see Mu'etes. According to Rabbi Yossi, Merubah will not be difficult, but Mu'etes will be difficult. Let us now explain. If it's going like the Rabbanan, where you always have to start back from day one and count over, and if you miss 60 days, you drank wine for 60 days, so you have to count over the 60 days without drinking wine, that you'll have to do a total of 160 days of Naziris. So whether it's a case of Naziris Merubah, where you miss 60 days, you have to go back to day one. Whether it's a case of Naziris Mu'atis, 30 days, you have to go back to day one. But so it can't go like Rabbanan. And even according to Rabbi Yossi, you're right. Naziris Merubah would work out. Why? Because Naziris Merubah of 100 days, and he drank wine 60 days, according to Rabbi Yossi, all he would have to do over is 30 days. As the Rush explains, when the Mishnah says, Moineh, he counts Mishah Shenadir. I could interpret by Naziris Merubah, according to Rabbi Yossi, that it means you have to start over partially, but you could count partially from the beginning. In other words, 30 of the 60 days that you drank wine, you could count. So the Mishnah could fit in Moineh Mishah Shenadir. Not all 60 days, 30 you're going to have to do over, but at least I could count something from the beginning. I could count 30 days that I wouldn't have to do over, and the next 30 days I would have to do over. So at least the Mishnah would have, might be even a little doichik, but at least we could have some interpretation in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean, as we thought, the simple pshat when we learned the Mishnah, that you have to mamish count over from, that you could, you're not soiser anything, and that you can start counting the 60 days from day one. According to Rabbi Yossi, we'll explain the Mishnah, that partially you could count those days that you drank. How many? In the case of 60, you could count 30. In the case of 70, you could count 40, as long as you're going to do over for a knas 30 of the days that you didn't do properly. So Merubah would have a pshat according to Rabbi Yossi. But what doesn't fit in, even according to Rabbi Yossi, is Kashin Nazir Mu'etes. If all he was mekabel is 30, and let's say he drank for 7 of the 30, so Rabbi Yossi holds, no, he has to do a total of 37. He's going to have to do 23 plus another 7, because he has to make up for the first 7 that he didn't do. So if it's Naziris Mu'etes, that is not going to work out even according to Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara answers, Eboy is Tema Rabbi Yossi, Eboy is Tema Rabban. I have a teretz in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yossi, I have a teretz according to Rabban. Eboy is Tema Rabbi Yossi, Kan Benaziris Merubah, Kan Benaziris Mu'etes. According to Rabbi Yossi, I could say, our Mishnah, in fact, is speaking about Naziris Merubah. And Mimela, I have a good pshat, that Moineh Mishah Shenadir means partial of the amount that he drank when he shouldn't have drunk, part of it, as long as I leave him 30 days to do over, anything above 30, he can count towards the total amount of Naziris. Kan ben Naziris Matis. When Rabbi Yossi says you have to start over, by Rabbi Yossi, it's only a Naziris of 30 days. If 7 days or 10 days, whatever, he did something wrong and he drank, it's soiser everything, even according to Rabbi Yossi, because he has to wind up with at least 30 good days where he kept all the dinim of Naziris. So I have a way to explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yossi. Ebay's tame Rabbanan. Or I can give you a text according to Rabbanan. Loi tame Mishosh Nazar. Don't read in the Mishnah the text from the time that he made the Naziris. Ela Ema, add one letter. Kimishah Shenazar. He has to go back, not count from day one, and not add anything, like it would appear from the Mishnah, but rather he has to start the clock ticking again. He has to start the Naziris over, exactly the amount of days that he promised for the Naziris to begin with. He promised 100 days, and he drank 60. The clock starts ticking again. He has to do the whole 100 over. He promised 30, and he drank for 7. The clock starts ticking again. He has to do the entire 30. Whatever he promised at the beginning, and he didn't properly keep the halachas of Naziris, he has to start over with a real Naziris from the beginning of his Naziris. So if I change the gears in our Mishnah, it'll work out according to Rabbanan. So both pshatim, whether it's Rabbi Yosef or Rabbanan, comes out that our original pshat in the Mishnah was wrong, and no one holds that he gets free days and that you count from the time that he started his Naziris and he didn't keep the dinim, that all those days count. That no one holds. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah. Nishal Chacham Vitiru. That if he went to a Chacham and he was matur him, so Beis Hillel asked a question to Beis Shammai, that L'chayra from that case, where he was mafresh an animal, even though he was never a nazir, the din is that the animal remains chulin. So you see that hegdish betos is not a hegdish. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah mid Beis Shammai nishma l'da Beis Hillel. From Beis Shammai, we can learn halacha for Beis Hillel. Lav Amar Beis Shammai doesn't Beis Shammai hold. Hegdish betos, havi hegdish. And yet, kiven digloy milsa de lav shapir nazir, teitze vetira beider. Even though Beis Shammai in the first mission of our parak held that hegdish betos is hegdish, but yet, if it was revealed retroactively that his lashon that he used for being mekabel naziris is not an effective lashon of naziris, the halacha then is that Beis Shammai is moided to Beis Hillel, that it's a regular animal of chulin and it goes to graze with the rest of the herd. So just like Beis Shammai, who holds in certain circumstances that hegdish betos is hegdish, but they are moided that by a nazir where the chacham paskin that's mutter, and he was never a nazir to begin with, that in that case where he's not able to have a korban for a nazir if he's not a nazir, just like he can't have a korban for a chatas if he didn't do an aver for which he's chayav a chatas. So just like according to Beis Shammai, we have this halacha lebeis Hillel nami. According to Beis Hillel also, afagav da amrei tmura b'tos havya tmura. Even though, like we learned in yesterday's shir, from the pasuk v'ha'yahu smurasa yiyeh kodesh. Why did the Torah have to add the word yiyeh? Could have said v'ha'yahu smurasa kodesh. So l'rabbi shayge kemezit, that even if he did tmura b'shayge, it's like mezit that the tmura is chal. And we learned two ways: either ksavar tmuras oila va'amar tmura shlam. He wanted to say that this animal should take over the kedusha from an oila, and instead he said it should take over the kedusha from a shlamim. So the new animal gets on it the kedusha of the shlamim. Besides the original shlamim staying a shlamim, it's also transferred over to the tmura, even though he said it by mistake. Or there was only one animal here, let's say a shlamim, but there were two animals, one of which was black and one was white, and he wanted to say that the kedusha should transfer to the shachar, and by accident he said lavan. So in both of these cases, we learn out from v'ha'yahu utmurasai yiyeh kodesh that l'rabba shayi kemezit. So just like according to Beis Shammai, that hegdish betos havi hegdish, and yet in the case of our Mishnah, the animal is chulin by Nazir, by Beis Hillel also, who holds Tmura betos havi Tmura, hani mili heichad yisili ikra hegdish. That's only if the main hegdish is still here. Aval heichad misakir ikra hegdish, but in a case where the ikra hegdish, for whatever reason, becomes retroactively not there, is Akernami Tmura, then the Tmura can't be effective either. Because the Tmura Hegdish was based on the first animal's Hegdish. And if now, for whatever reason, the first animal's Hegdish is retroactively not going to be there, it is an animal of Chulin, then there was no Hegdish to transfer to the Tmura. And if so, the Tmura remains Chulin as well. From how do you know this halacha? We compare it to the thinking of Beis Shammai, and the same thinking will apply to Beis Hillel, who holds that Tmura's Hegdish is Tmura. But also, if the original Hegdish animal does not have any Kedushin, it's Chulin, the Tmura will become Chulin as well. Amar Mar, we learned before, Iyatem Moedim. And now we're going to have a Girs in the Gemara, which is not precisely the way it's written in the Mishnah. In our Gemara, it says, Iyatem Moedim, She'ilu Korlechi Asiri. that Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel proof that Hegdish Batos is Hegdish, are you not moited that if he called the ninth tenth that it is Kaddish, I have a proof from Eishter Bema that Hegdish Batos is Hegdish. The way we have the gears in our mission is Iatem moidim b'mi sheta'a vikara. It seems to be the same thing, but it's a little change of the words. And in Gemara, we're going to find also that they have the Girsa, not like our Mishnah, but the way it's brought down here at the beginning of the Gemara. Iyatem moidim. Bimisha ta vikar luchi asiri. That's the Mishnah Itmar we learned. Meiser, concerning Meiser Behemer, of Nachman Amr Ta'usa of Lake of an Asai. The only way you can affect that the 9th, 10th, and 11th should be Kaddish is based on the scenario that we brought from the Gemara in the Mishnah in Bukharis, Daf Samach Amid Beis, where he did it by accident. But if he did it premeditated, he knew the 9th was 9th, 10th, 10th, 11th, 11th, and yet he called them all 10. So, b'mezid, the Hegdish would not be effective on the 9th and the 11th and the 10th. If he called the 10th 9th and he called the 9th and 11th 10th, then it would not be effective. It's only b'shayi. Rav Chizda, v'rabba barav hudamri, ta'usa v'koshkin kavanasa. If by mistake he can affect this Kedusha of Ma'aser Behemah on these mistakes of 9, 10, 11, certainly if he has premeditated kavana to do it. Amale Rav to Rav Nachman, so said Rav to Rav Nachman, who holds Ta'usa v'loi kavanasai liddi dach korn to you. Damra Ta'usa v'loi kavanasai. I have a question. Dikamri Beis Shammai l'Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, Iyatem moidim, are you not moidish? Again, we have a different girsa here. She ilu kor l'chi asiri l'asiri chi l'echad asir asiri. She shloshtim kudoshin, are you not moidish that all three are Hegdish? We have a proof that Hegdish Batos is Hegdish from Meister Behema. The Ishtiku Basil. Basil was quiet, so the Rush points out, Lavdavka says the Rush, the Basil wasn't quiet. Beis Hillel answered, how can you bring me a proof from Meister Behema? There, it's Exeus Akasim. And because if it would be because Hegdish Batos Havi Hegdish, then what about the 8th and the 12th? They should also be Kaddish. What the Gemara means, Ishtiku Beis Hillel, means that Beis Hillel was quiet from offering Meneu Bei. What do you have to bring me from the 8th and the 12th? You could bring an answer to Beis Shammai's question from Meister Behema just by using 9, 10, and 11. Why? Continues the Gemara. Lamra Lahoin. Why didn't Beis Hillel respond to Beis Shammai? Ma lemaiser she'ein kodesh bekavana. You know, I'll bring you a proof that there's exeris tekasev, not because of 8 and 12, but 9, 10, 11 itself. The halacha, according to you, Rav Nachman, is that it's only by mistake and not b'mezid of yad kavana. Where do we hear such a thing? B'chol ha-toira, how are you magdish something if you have kavana to be magdish it? And here you're telling me, no, it's only by mistake and not when you have kavana. So this is the answer to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is trying to bring a proof, l'chol ha-toira kula, from the case of Meiser Behema, that Hegdish Batos is Hegdish, but you see that Hegdish Batos, that Meiser Behema is different. It must be Exeris Akasiv. Forget about 8 and 12. That's the Gemara's Kashir. What do you have to bring from 8 and 12? Mineu Bei, 9, 10, 11 itself. I have a proof that it's Exeris Akasiv. Why? Because 9, 10, 11 only helps Batos, does not help Bemezid. And everywhere else we find that Fakert, that the way to be Magdish a Korban is Bedafka to do it with Kavana. So the fact that here by Meiser Behema it's different is a proof it's Exeris Akasiv. And since Exeris Akasiv, you can't learn out any din of Hegdish Batos is Hegdish from the din of Meiser Behema. And by the fact that we did not give such a teretz, Beis Hillel did not answer that to the Beis Shammai, it would seem to be a proof against Rav Nachman. It would rather be a proof to Rav Chizda and Rav Huna, that Ta'usai v'koshken kavanasai. That's why Beis Hillel didn't answer that to Beis Shammai, because the halach is that Meiser Behema helps Betos and Bekavana. That's why he didn't answer him. So it's Shver on Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Simi Barashi, or Simi Barashi defends Rav Nachman and says, Hai nu time adoy amri lohoi, and you know why Beis Hillel did not tell this to Beis Shammai. Really, they could have said it. But if they would have said it, they would be setting themselves up for a Kal V'chaymer. Because then Beis Shammai would have said, oh, the Kal V'chaymer who? Ma Meiser she'ein a Kaddish B'Kavana, Kaddish B'Toz. Meiser is not, what are you answering me, Beis Hillel? That there's no proof for Meiser to Hegdish B'Toz. Because Meiser Behema is only B'Toz and not with Kavana. Said Beis Shammai would then say to Beis Hillel, if so, I have a Kal V'chaymer. If by Meiser, which is only Kaddish B'Kavana, which is not Kaddish B'Kavana, and yet it's Kaddish B'Toz, so Hegdish Kaddish B'Kavana, Hegdish which is holy with B'Mezid, like Kol Shekhein, that B'Toz shouldn't help? Of course it should help. If Meiser Behema Toz works only and Mezid does not work. And by regular Hegdish, Mezid works, so certainly Toz should work. So then Beis Shammai says, you're giving me a Kal V'chaymer. So that's the reason why Beis Hillel didn't want to use this, because they would be giving Beis Shammai a Kal V'chaymer to prove that Hegdish B'Toz is Hegdish. Kal V'chaymer from Meiser Behema, where Mezid does not help, Toz helps, so Kal V'chaymer Hegdish, where Mezid helps, Kal V'chaymer Toz should help. And the Gemara says, no, you wouldn't be setting yourself up for a Kal V'chaymer. Beis Hillel wouldn't have a problem with that Kal V'chaymer. V'loyi. The Hegdish B'dai to Demari Talia. Hegdish is totally on the das of the Balabas, as the Pasuk says, the Ish ki Yagdish as Beisai Kaidish Lashem. We see clearly from this Pasuk that a person has to premeditatively be Magdish, his house, Kedush Lashem, not by accident. So in other words, there's no Kal V'chaymer. Over here by Meiser Behemoth is Exeris HaKosov, that it's Betos. That we learn out from Vahoyahu, that we learn out by Meiser Behema from the Pasuk that we brought before, V'chol Meiser Bakar Ritzayin, that Kol Meiser is telling you even if he did it betos, whereas by the case of Hegdish we have a different Pasuk, and that Pasuk says clearly that you have to do it premeditated. You have to premeditatively set aside your house for Hegdish. So therefore, you cannot bring me a Kal V'chaymer from Meiser Behema to Hegdish. Each one has its own unique Zeris HaKosev. By Hegdish, it's B'mezid, and by Meiser Behema, it's B'toz. So, so that's why there is no limit of Kal V'chaymer from Meiser Behema, and really Beis Hillel had a very good answer to Beis Shammai's question. So now, according to the end of the Gemara, that Beis Hillel has a good answer to Beis Shammai's question, so we have to understand why the Gemara's question comes back. So why, according to Rav Nachman, did they bring, Beis Hillel gave an answer of Exeris HaKosev from 8 and 12, why didn't Beis Hillel give an answer, Meneu Bey from 9, 10, and 11, that we see it's Exeris HaKosev, and they're not worried about the Kal V'chaymer that Beis Shammai is going to bring because they have an answer to that Kal V'chaymer. So the question now at the end of the Gemara comes back that why, in fact, did Beis Hillel not respond? Meneu Bey from 9, 10, and 11. Why did they go to 8 and 12? The answer is because even though they would have had an answer to the Kal V'chaymer of Beis Shammai, they didn't want to open up a Pandora's box. They didn't want to start the whole conversation. I'm going to give an answer because Mala Meiser Shekain ain't a Kaddish B'Kavana. That's my proof that it's Exeris HaKosev. You're going to say, if so, it's a Kal V'chaymer. I'm going to have to answer it's not a Kal V'chaymer because each one has its own pasuk. I didn't want to get involved in that. So the short way, shortcut, cut to the chase, straight to the point, is that Beis Hillel brought a proof from 8 and 12, and then there's nothing to say. If it's because of Hegdish Batos Havi Hegdish, why isn't 8 and 12 also Hegdish? Elamai must be, it's Exeris Akosov, so you can't bring a proof that Hegdish Batos is Hegdish. But we have no kasha on Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says that it would have opened up a Pandora's box, and that's why, although it's correct that by Meister Behema, it's only Bitos and not Bekavana, but Beis Hill didn't want to get into this whole Kavachimer, and therefore they simply said 8 and 12, and that took care of the whole problem. Continues the next Mishnah. Our Mishnah now is going to discuss a person coming to a Chacham, and he's going to try to make have charata on his Naziris through a Pesach that the Chacham will find. And the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to teach us an important yesod in the din of Pesach. The Chacham can only use as a Pesach something where the person realized that this possibility could come, but he didn't fully appreciate the severity of the situation. The Chacham would ask him, if you would have known how bad this was going to turn out, how this would affect you, would you have done it? You realized that this could happen, but you didn't think it would bother you. And now you see it does bother you. So you didn't fully appreciate the severity of the situation. That is considered a Pesach. But what about a case where it's Noilad? There, the halacha is that ain't poiskim b'noilad. What does it mean, noilad? Noilad means that I would never have dreamt that this thing would have happened. So the reason why there it's not a good Pesach is because if you would have thought about this thing at the time, you would have dismissed it. You would have said, that will never happen. Of course I'm going to make the Neder and the Naziris to worry about that. That's a milsud loy shchiach. The definition of noilad we find here in Tosis, the Rosh, the Rishonim is, it's loy shchiach, something that's not usual to happen, a very unusual thing. Even if I would think about it, I would still make the Neder and the Naziris, because I thought not in my wildest dreams would this ever happen. So since you would have made the Naziris or Neder anyway, the Rav cannot be matter your Naziris or Neder through such a type of Pesach, because you would have done it anyway. Whereas a thing which you're aware of that's Shchiach to happen, but you didn't think it would affect you in such a bad way, you didn't think it would be so severe, but you knew that the thing itself could very easily happen, it was Shchiach, there is the case where you a Pesach helps for Charata to revoke from day one your Naziris. Begins the Mishnah. Misha not have Nazir v'halach l'avias behemtu matzah shenignava, a person who made a Naziris, a netter of Naziris, and he went to bring his behema, which he had set aside, and he found out that it had been stolen. Im ad shloi nignava behemtoi nazir, if it was stolen before his Naziris, if he made his Naziris before it was stolen, hareiz en nazir, then this cannot be used as a Pesach, because he would never imagine it was a milsloi shchiach that this animal should get stolen. So even if he would have thought maybe it'll get stolen, he would have dismissed it, saying, it won't get stolen. That is considered noilad, as the Rosh says on Amud Bey's third line, v'lo yatir lo yachachem v'pesach zed, the noilad havi, masha nigdav abamtoi, achar ha-neder, v'ein poisim noilad. Once he made the neder, if later it was stolen, so that is something he would never project that was going to happen. And therefore, even if he would think about it, maybe it'll get stolen, he would have made the netter anyway, thinking it will never happen. That is not a viable Pesach, and ain't Pesach b'noilad. But what happens as we turn to Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis? V'imishen nignivah behemtoi nazar. But what happens if it happened already? He made his Naziris after the animal was stolen. Then, ain't a Nazir, then he is not a Nazir. And here the Karen Ira points out that we have three reasons in the Rishonim right here on the Amud. We have, for a change, Tosfos is on its correct spot right here at the bottom of, on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Tosfos learns that, as the Karen Ira explains it, that it's like a Naziris on Tanai. If he finds out that when he made his Nazirus, the animal was already stolen. Then if somebody would have told him, hey, you know, you're making Nazirus and you're planning to use this animal that you have. You have one animal in your barn that you want to use for the korban. By the way, that animal was stolen. Had he known that, he would have never made the Nazirus. In other words, he's making the Nazirus on a t'nai. If I have an animal, which I think I do, his mind is thinking, of course, the animal's still in my barn, so I want to be a Nazir. But if someone would tell him, you know, that animal was stolen, then he wouldn't make the Nazirus. The Nazirus is made on a t'nai. And therefore, Tosfos concludes that even according to Beis Shammai, that says Nazirus betos or Hegdish betos have Hegdish, here he would not be a Nazir because it's a Nazirus on t'nai and the t'nai is not fulfilled. He does not, it's like he says, I want to be a Nazir on t'nai that I have a behemoth that I can use at the end of my Nazirus. But if I don't have an animal, then I'm not a Nazir. Rashi, the Mefarsh over here in the second line, says at the end, the Nazirus betos havi. He learns that it's a case of a Nazirus betos. If it's Nazirus betos, it could get into the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether Nazirus betos helps or not. And finally, the Rush here on the side in the third in Divrei Maschil v'im la'achash nigneva. The Rosh says, "Hareze Pesach v'yatirenu achacham." He learns that then it's a good Pesach, and the chacham could be matrit. So three different approaches in the Rishonim of why, in this case of Mishen Nignava Bemtei Nazir, that ain't a Nazir. Vizutos, this mistake, which mistake? The mistake concerning the first din of the Mishnah, that Nazir a Pesach of Charata, if it's Noilad, is not a viable Pesach. That was a mistake that someone, a great Talmud Chacham, made a mistake in, and he thought that it was a good Pesach. Zutos tor nacham amadi. Kishalu Nazirim and Agoyla, when the Nazirim came up from the Golus, from outside Eretz Yisrael, umotzri based on Mikdash Charev, they had pledged to be Nazirim in Chutzlarts, and they came up to the base Mikdash to bring their Korbanis. When they came up, they discovered the base Mikdash was destroyed. They did not know that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Omer lem Nachum Amadi, so Nachum Amadi said to them, Ilu Yisum Yoidim, if you would have known, Shebeis HaMikdash Charev, that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hayisim Nazirim, would you have made the Nazirus Nazir, if you would have known that it's going to become in the future destroyed, would you have made the Nazirus? Omer Loi, they said to him, Loi, we would not have. Ve'etira Nachum Amadi, Nachum Amadi said, if so, it's a good Pesach, and you are not Nazirim. You don't have to bring a korban for a Nazirus. Ugishabo Adover Eitzel Chachamim, when this matter came to the Chachamim, Amru, the Bach puts in the word Loi, they said to Nachum Amadi, Kol Shen Nazir Achaloi Chorv Beis HaMikdash Nazir. If it's in the future, if it turns out that they made their Nazirus before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so then that's a Pesach of Noilat. It was something considered loy shchiach that the Beis Hamikdash should get destroyed, and therefore they would have not thought that the Beis Hamikdash would get destroyed, and they would be mekabel the Nazirus anyway. And if so, ein poiskel benoilat. Aber if their Nazirus was umishachar of Beis Hamikdash, if the Nazirus took place after the Beis Hamikdash and they didn't know that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, then ain't a Nazir, then they're not a Nazir. And that would be, according to the various pshatim we said before, let's go with the pshat of Tosfos, it would remain Nazirus al Tznai. I'm being a Nazir on the Tznai that there's a base of Migdash where I could bring a Korban. But if there's no base of Migdash, I can't bring a Korban, I'll never be able to get out of my Nazirus, because I can't bring the Korbanus to exit my Nazirus. On that Tznai, I never want to become a Nazir. So if it turns out that when they had pledged to be a Nazir, the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed, that's not Pesach B'Noilad, and there, in the Chanami, it's a Nazirus Al Tznai, or it's a Nazirus Betos, or it's a good Pesach according to the Rosh Tav Charata, and therefore the Halacha will be Ein Nazir. It's the same like the case of an animal that was stolen, and after it was stolen, he made his Nazirus, where we learned at the top line of the Mishnah, Ein Nazir. Amar Rabbah. Or as we have in Tosfos further, on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, which goes on our Gemara, Amar Rava, Shitfu, they swept aside Rabbanu Rabbi Lazar, or as Tosfos there again on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, says Nitzchu, that the Rabbanan won over. There was a machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer in this shailah paiskim b'nayla or not. Va'uk may b'shita sayu, and they caused that Rabbi Eliezer agreed to them. This none, because we learned in a mission in the Dorm of Samach Dalid, Paiskim b'noilad, that you could use noilad as a Pesach Divri, Rabbi Eliezer. That's a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim oisim. But the Chachamim disagree. And how do we see that the Chachamim bested Rabbi Eliezer and won him over to agree to their sheet? As Tois was further on Daf, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis explains from the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Vav, Amid Aleph, we find that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were alive during the second Beis Hamikdash because they were the ones who took out the bed of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai outside of Yerushalayim. And so they were there at the time of the siege around Yerushalayim and at the time of the Churban. So they were there at the time of Nachum Amari. And when the Chachamim said to Nachum Amari that Ein Paiskim B'Noilad, so if Rabbi Eliezer still held his Shita, that Paiskim B'Noilad, he would have come to the defense of Nachum Amari. But he didn't. Nobody argued against the Chacham. Everybody agreed with the Chacham except Nachum Amari. So from here we see that's Rava's proof that they won Rabbi Eliezer over to their Shita that Ein Paiskim B'Noilad. The Amar Rav, and also Rava said, Afal Gavdam Rabban Ein Paiskim B'Noilad, even though the Rabban said Ein Paiskim B'Noilad, Aval Paiskim B'Tnai B'Noilad. But you could be Paiseach with a Tnai of Noilad. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Amri Lohoin, the Chachamim said to the Nazirim, Ilu Asa Inish, the Chacham who the Nazir is coming to ask Katar from, would say to him to find the Pesach, if a man, if people would have told you, Va'amar Lohoin, the Charv Beis HaMikdash, mi have Nadritun, if it's the future, if people would have said, hey, you know, it might be that the Beis HaMikdash will get destroyed. And if it gets destroyed, you can't bring Karbanis. And you'll never be able to get out of your Naziris. Would you have made the Naziris? That is effective. Now, why is that effective? That it's something in the future. On this, the Rush explains that it is not considered so. Afa pishat sosam hoysam machmas davar al noilad loy mikri noilad kivin shem machmas atsosam hoyachayzer. He's not being chayzer because of a future thing. He's being chayzer because friendly people are giving him friendly advice. You know, we're trying to help you. This is really not for your good. So if he could be swayed by the influence of other people, so then that is considered a good Pesach, because it's not the Noilat future. It's something that we say to him, if people would have come to you and told you, you know, the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed, and you would have listened to them, that would be considered an effective Pesach. That is not considered a Pesach B'Noilat, and the Rishonim, the Rosh here, and Taisa Lama Gimel Lama Beis, compare it to the case by Nedorim, which we had in the Gemara in the Nedorim and Daf Chaf Aleph, that the Gemara says that if 10 people would have come to you, Ilu Bo Asor Bnei Adam Sheifai Sucha Mina Darta, if 10 people would have come and calmed you down, would you then have made a Neder? The Gemara says that that is considered a viable way of making a Pesach of Charata. And it would help for the Hataras of the Chacham. So here, this case of people telling him, you know, the Beis HaMikdash might get destroyed, is similar to that. And that's not considered Poseach with Noilad. And it is a good Pesach, even according to the Chachamim who disagree with Nachum Hamadi. Am Rabbi Yosef, said Rabbi Yosef, I avoy hasam, if I would have been there when the Nazirim said that they would not have made the neder, the Naziris, had they known that the Beis HaMikdash would in the future get destroyed. And the Chachamim said to them, that's Nachum Amari was Matur, and the Chachamim disagreed and said that it's considered Noilad If I would have been there, I would have said to them, who's the them? We have two pshatim in the Rishayim. The Rosh and the Shita say, I would have said to the Chachamim, how do you consider that Paischem Benoila, that it's Loishchiach? That's the definition, as we explained, of Paischem Benoila. Raksiv, there's a Navi in Yirmiyahu, Perek Zayin Pasuk Dalet, where he says, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima. Three times the word Heichal Hashem, which we interpreted it to mean Zem Migdash Rishon and Migdash Sheni. That there's going to be a first base of Migdash. It's going to be destroyed. There'll be a second base of Migdash. It's going to be destroyed. And there'll be Heichal Hashem. There'll be a third base of Migdash. So the Shita and the Rosh here explain that Rabbi Yosef says, I would have challenged the Chachamim. Why do you call it Noilet? It's a Milsa Rishchich that the base of Migdash should be destroyed. It's not considered Noilet. And according to Tosfos and Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, it's not a question to the Chachamim, a challenge to them, but rather it is Musar to the Nazirim. How can you now, right before where it's very possible the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed, become Nazirim? How could you become Nazirim if the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed? You won't be able to bring your Karbonis. It's like a Musar to them. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Yosef's question, Hey, the Yadin Lahain the Yecharav, Miyadin Lamasai. Einach and Nami, they knew it was going to be destroyed based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, but they didn't know when it was going to be destroyed. Therefore, the Gemara is trying to say that since they didn't know when this would happen, it is considered Noilad, and according to the other Pshat of Tosfos on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, therefore, no Musar could be given here. Because they don't know when it's going to happen, and they can say to themselves that we will be able to bring the korban before the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. So no Musar is in place, according to that pshat. Amar Abayis, Abayi goes back to defend Rabbi Yosef, V'lo yadin leimas, they don't know when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. V'aksiv, the pasuk says, Shavuim Shivim, 70 times 7, Nechtach al amcha v'al yirkachecha is decreed on your people and on your holy city. In other words, that from the time of Bayis Rishon until the Churban of Bayis Sheni would be a total of 7 times 70, which would be 490 years. Take away 70 years for the Golus Bavel, leaves 420 years that the second base of Migdash would stand. So they did know when the second base of Migdash would be destroyed. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef's question comes back. It's not Noilad, because they know exactly when it's going to happen, at the end of the 420th year of the standing of the second Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it is not something that is loy shchich in the future. The Navi is telling them exactly, Daniel is telling them in Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf Dalet, that it's going to be 490 years, which means 420 years of the second Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it is not Noilad, and therefore Musar would be appropriate according to that pshat of Tosfos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, because they know when it's happening. So Rabbi Yosef is saying that I would have given them Musar to the Nazirim. How could you bring a korban knowing exactly that the Beis Hamikdash is soon going to be destroyed, and you won't, let's say you bring it 15 days before the Churban, and you become another 15 days before the Churban, how are you going to bring your korbanos at the end of 30 days when the Beis Hamikdash will already be destroyed? So the Gemara answers on that point itself with the days. Va'akati miyadinin b'hayoymo. Even though they know when it's going to be destroyed, after 490 years, but do they then know exactly what date it's going to be destroyed? So therefore, Rabbi Yosef's challenge is not a challenge, because since they don't know exactly what day, it does remain Noilad, and therefore Musar is not in place. It remains Noilad because they don't know what day, and therefore they think to themselves, they lull themselves into a false sense of security that it's not going to happen right away. I could still be a Nazir for 30 days and add a Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be there. It's supposed to be destroyed this year. At the end of the year, I still have time. So therefore, it would be a case of noilad, since in my mind it's loy shchiyach to happen right now, and also musr would not be appropriate because they're saying, they're rationally saying, it's not going to happen right away, it's going to happen much later, at the end of the year, memela, I'm bringing my, I'm doing my naziris now, and I'll bring the korbanos at the end of my naziris, and Mashiach will not yet be there. Of course, we hope and pray that just like there was Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, and unfortunately the second base of Mishnah had to be destroyed, but we'll all be Zoicha with the coming of Mashiach, to Heichal Hashem, the third Heichal Hashem, the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, Meher of Yomenu, Amen.